Psalm chapter 36 and Psalm chapter 92, and I felt this in my heart this morning as I was here at the church and want to just deliver to us here tonight. Did you come to receive something from the Lord? Amen. Did you come to receive something and to leave with something that you didn't have before you came? That's the key right there to faithful or to successful living for God. Psalm 36 and verse 5, Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Everybody said, Thy faithfulness. Thy faithfulness. Psalms 92 and verse 2. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 92 and 2. To show forth Thy loving kindness in the morning, and Thy faithfulness every night. Everybody said, Thy faithfulness. That's speaking about God tonight. And I want to just minister a very simple message, but a very powerful and a very important message for us. And it's simply this: God is faithful. God is faithful. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Let's get into the Word of the Lord for a little bit. And when we look at the word faithfulness here in these verses of Scripture in the Old Testament, it literally means a firmness. It means security, moral fidelity, and stability. Amen. Firmness and stability. If there is anything in our life that we need, it is firmness and stability. Praise God. And faithfulness, stability, firmness are qualities that are a product of faithfulness. Amen. And these are things that give us direction and are a part of our lives. And I just want to look at it here tonight. Anybody who desires to have a full life and anyone who desires stability in life has got to understand the need for faithfulness. And it's not something that we do only, but it is something that we are. Amen. Faithfulness is not an act, it is a quality. Amen. And if all you can say about someone is that they have been faithful in something, it doesn't tell you that they are a faithful person. Faithfulness is what we are. Amen. And with the Lord in creation, we see the faithfulness of God. I want to go to Psalm chapter 89. Psalm chapter 89 and verse 36 and 37. Praise the Lord. It says, His seed shall endure forever, and His throne as the sun before Me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. And so we can talk about the creation of God. The creation of God, and more specifically here, the sun and the moon, were created as faithful witnesses. And when God created out of His faithfulness, and to show us what faithfulness will do for your life, and what it can give you, the qualities that it can give you in your life. The sun and the moon are faithful witnesses. They're there to prove from the beginning of time that God is faithful like clockwork. Amen. That every day it comes up at the same time. It comes up faithfully. The moon is a reflection of the sun at the nighttime. And it reminds us that we're going to make it through the night, that there is a morning that is coming. And it is as faithful as anything we can imagine. We set our time by the movement of these planets. We set everything around them, and not only is the sun and the moon a faithful witnesses or faithful witnesses, Amen. He interjects here something about righteousness as well in another scripture. And it tells us here in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 3, Proverbs 16 and verse 3, it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." And so when we look at faithfulness, faithfulness is a reflection of who God is, and it should be a reflection of who we are. Amen. The quality that we have in our life. And it, when it comes to us, what we make or what we build in our life is a representation of who we are. If whatever you do, you just kind of throw it together and hope that everything works out all right, or you just do whatever you feel at the moment and everything is going to work out all right, or you've got some crazy idea you started and you never finish it, and somehow or another everything is going to be established in your life, then in reality we're just fooling ourselves. Amen. Because the only thing that is built in life that is quality is built by those that are faithful. Amen. Didn't the Lord say, count the cost before you start something? And what he was actually saying was, when you start something, finish it and be faithful with what you're doing and what you have started. Somebody said, amen. Amen. And so what we do, what we build, and what we are doing with our life is our works. And the Bible says, commit thy works unto the Lord. And so whatever I do, I'm doing it unto the Lord. The Bible says that if you're working, that you're working for the Lord. You're not working for your boss, you're working for the Lord. Amen. We understand why that is, because God gave us everything that we have. He gave us our strength. He gave us our mind. He gave us our will so that we could do the work that we need to do in our life. And so when our works are not centered around us and they are centered upon faithfulness to God, then the Bible says your thoughts shall be established. Amen. And I could get off onto that. I'm going to go to that here in just a little bit. But your works and your thoughts go together. And what was it that brought about creation? It was the thoughts of God that came into action. Amen. It was God's thoughts. In the beginning was the Word. It was the plan. It was the thought of God. And it was the Word of God. It was with God. And it was God. But it wasn't just something that was latent in Him, but it was something that was active and something that did something. And so when God said, let there be light, and when God said, let there be the creation, let there be the sun and the moon and the stars, everything that we see around us is very predictable. Amen. The physical world is a very predictable thing. The movement of the atoms is a very predictable thing. The movement of the planets are very predictable. We have computer programs that can go back 2 or 3 or 4 or 5,000 years and tell you what the position of the planets according to the stars was on any particular day. And we know that because when God created, God did not create chaos. God did not create something that was unpredictable, amen, but His works and His thoughts were together, and when God created, He created something that was completely established. And what we need in our life tonight, if anything that I can leave with us here tonight, it is to be a person that is established in this life, amen, not someone that is just careless and going through life. I'm very concerned about our country because we are losing the establishment that we have in this country. I was listening to the radio today, and they were talking about the literacy rate in some of the urban schools, and it was very disheartening to see that in most of the schools in the larger cities, the literacy rate of those that are graduating, only 5% can read and write. And in some cases it was 5%. In other cases it was 10 and 14%. And so we're raising a generation that only knows how to get on their computer and pull up something on the internet. A generation that does not know how anything works and does not know how their life is going to work. Well, praise the Lord. And we are headed to some very dangerous things in the future. But what we need to know is that our thoughts and our works need to be established together. Amen. What we need to learn is to be faithful to God. Amen. And being faithful is being full of faith. And so when we are full of faith and we're walking with God and we're leaning on God, then faithfulness comes out of your life. What we need to do is to let our employer know that we can be counted on. Amen. Need to let your pastor know that you can be counted on. Let your parents know that you're going to be there for them when you're supposed to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be faithful in your class at school. Be faithful in what you say. Be on time. Amen. How important is this? It's very important. It's very important because faithfulness is something, it is something that will establish your life and it will tell others who you are and what you are. Amen. And if we think about it here tonight, what would it be like if God made an unfaithful creation? Amen. That allowed the sun to rise whenever it felt like it. Amen. And on Monday, the sun didn't decide to get up and come on around or the rest of us, and it just didn't shine for a day. Or if it just decided it wasn't going to shine for a day, and then it was going to start back up, and there was no way to predict what it was going to do, there would absolutely be no life anywhere, and there would be no possibility for anything positive to come out. But the Bible says he causes it to rain on the just and the unjust. Why is that? I'll tell you why, because God could not make his creation unpredictable. Amen. He had to make his creation predictable because God is predictable. Amen. Predictable according to his word. That's exactly how I'm trying to bring it across tonight. In other words, if it says it in the word of God, you can count on it. Well, praise the Lord. It is a fact. It will always come true because God made himself faithful. Amen. Didn't make himself faithful. He was and is faithful. Amen. And there would be no way to measure anything if God didn't establish time and make it consistent. Amen. And anything that refuses to be faithful, it just will not prosper. If you're a person that cannot be counted on tonight, then don't expect your life to come out as something that is established. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. What we need more than anything in our generation and in every generation is faithfulness. Amen. Faithfulness that is modeled after God's faithfulness. And God is faithful. Somebody said God is faithful. God is faithful. Psalm chapter 119 and verse 90 tonight. Praise the Lord. Something about the Word of God that is just very, very solid here. Psalm chapter 119 and verse 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Amen. And so, not only did God make the heavens and the earth as faithful witnesses of his faithfulness, he came and he robed himself in flesh to show you and I that he means faithful. He means business about this faithfulness thing. Amen. And he came as a faithful witness. He made the sun as a faithful witness. He made the moon as a faithful witness. He made the earth as a faithful witness. It turns every 24 hours. And it's clockwork, amen, and it rotates, and the moon rotates around it, and we rotate, and as we are rotating, we're going around the sun, and going year after year after year after year. Amen. We know when an eclipse is going to take place. We know when the planets are going to be in a certain alignment. We know all of these things because they are very, very faithful. Amen. But he gave us a faithful witness here, Revelation chapter 1, and starting with verse 3. Let's turn to this here tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for the Word of God tonight. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne, that's the seven churches, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in our own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And so in Revelation, it speaks about Jesus Christ as a faithful witness. Amen. Jesus Christ was not an entity away and apart from God, but he was God manifest in the flesh. And so for him to be a faithful witness, he had to be faithful. Amen. And he was faithful in everything. He was the sinless sacrifice that came to prove to us the love of God. God so loved that he gave. Aren't you glad that he gave? Amen. God so loved that he had to come and do what he did to show his faithfulness. Amen. And through Jesus Christ, we've got healing tonight. Through the Lord, we've got salvation tonight. We've got victory tonight. We've got deliverance tonight. Somebody said amen. We've got every promise that is in the book. Every promise in the book is mine, mine, mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Amen. It belongs to me because God is a faithful God tonight. Amen. And in him who is the image of God's faithfulness, we have confidence. We have an example of what faithfulness will do in your life. Praise God. This is not just an outside weird concept, but this is a actual need in our life. You've got to establish faithfulness in your life. If you don't, you're not going to produce anything positive in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17. Paul's talking to the Corinthians here, and he says, when I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh? That with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay. All right, so when Paul came, he said, did I use lightness or the things that I purpose? Do I purpose according to the flesh? And what he's literally saying is when we get our purposes in life and they are according to our flesh, they will be yea, yea, and nay, nay. What does that mean? That means that he's going to purpose something in the flesh, and it might work out, and it might not work out. What he's saying here is, I might follow through, and I might not follow through. Well, praise the Lord. How many of you have ever started something and you never followed through with it? Hey, we all got our hands up tonight. Praise God. Some of you got a half-mast, but it's still the truth. We're all made out of the same mud. Amen. And so when Paul came, he said, I didn't come to you in the purpose of the flesh. I didn't come to you present the gospel or present the word of God as somebody that's just trying out this preaching thing to see if it works. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to go sell aluminum siding in Yazoo City or something. Well, praise God. No, we didn't purpose in the flesh. We purposed in the Spirit of God. We purposed after a higher purpose, and it was established with faithfulness. Amen. Now, if you're going to live for God, if things go well, you're not going to live for God. If you purpose in your mind that you're going to serve the Lord and go to heaven, as long as everything goes okay and there's no hitches along the way, then you probably won't make it to heaven. But if you've got a purpose in your heart that is not according to the flesh but according to the will of God, then and only then will you establish faithfulness. Amen. And you'll be faithful to the house of God. And you will be faithful to prayer. And you will be faithful to the Word of God. And faithful in every aspect of living for God. Faithful in holiness. Well, come on, somebody. Faithfulness is what we need in our life. And Paul said, I didn't come to you in the flesh. But he said, as God is true, and our word toward you was not yea and nay. And so he said, when I come preaching to you, I didn't come preaching to you and say, well, we're going to try this out for a little while, and if it doesn't work, we're going to head on down the road and wait to see if it's going to work or not. Amen. I'm very disturbed of what I see, and I do understand a part of it, but we don't see very many people starting churches today. We don't see very many people in the ministry that are just willing to launch out and to do the will of God, no matter what the cost. But everything's got to be just right, and we're going to try this out and see if it works. And if it doesn't work, then we'll do something else. But Paul gave it up. Amen. He gave everything to the work of God. And he said, but as God is true, our word to you was not yea and nay. It wasn't maybe yes, maybe no. And then look at it. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. It wasn't yes or no. Maybe yes, maybe no. He said it was yes. Everybody said yes. Yes, that's what the Word of God is to us tonight. It is yes. For all the promises, everybody said all the promises, all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. That means we call it done. Unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. And it is the trick of the enemy to come along and to say, well, the promises belong to others, but they don't belong to me. That's a lie. Amen. That's like saying the sun rises on Hunter, but it might not rise on me. When God created, He created it for everyone. Amen. He created the rain. It had to rain because there has to be an order to our world. Amen. And God's not going to change that order because there are wicked people that are underneath where the rain falls. Praise God. He's not going to change the order. You say, well, why doesn't God just destroy the wicked? Well, if He did, none of us would be here, first of all. And second of all, He would have to change the order of things in this world. And God's not going to do that. That's why the wicked are prospering in our world. In some cases, they prosper. And we say, how do they prosper? They prosper because they are underneath the order that God made. Amen. And if you follow the order of God, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, you're going to receive the blessings of that order in your life. Well, praise God. Somebody said, you don't fight the desert, you move with the desert. Amen. You can't fight against the sun and the moon, you just have to go with the sun and the moon. Well, I don't want it to be morning. Too bad, it's going to be morning. Amen. I don't want to go through a night. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go through the night. There's no way. If you get up on Monday and say, I don't want to do this, it really doesn't matter what you want to do or what you don't want to do. Amen. The reality is it's coming, it's here, and we have to face this. Amen. The reason that folks are not faithful today is because they think that somehow or another they can change the order that God put in place. Amen. Well, I'm just going to opt out. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to follow along with the way God made things. And you can get by with it for a little bit, but my friend, it's not worth fighting against God. You can't fight against God. And you can't fight against God's order. Amen. There is no way. And we think we're so wise and we've got it all figured out. What we just need to go back to is some of the simple principles that God established. And one of the greatest ones is faithfulness. Faithfulness. We have what we have because God is faithful. We are who we are tonight because God is faithful. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. They can predict how long it's going to take for a baby to be born. They can tell you if it's healthy or not, because what God created is predictable. Amen. And they know it works this way in almost every single case. And we know if it's out of order because the test will come back in a certain way, and we know that there'll be a problem. Amen. But you're here tonight because of God's faithfulness. I'm here tonight because of God's faithfulness. Well, praise God. James chapter 1 and verse 3. Knowing this, there's some things we need to know, folks, and this applies to all of us. And knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. That's what I want in my life right there. I want to be established. I don't want to be impatient. Amen. But let patience have her perfect work. Amen. And so God made things to happen in a particular time and in a particular way. Amen. When you're young, you can't wait until it's your birthday. It seems like a million years. Amen. But when you get a little bit older, it seems like I just had a birthday yesterday. I don't know what it is about that. Amen. And things do change, but you've got to wait, and you've got to let things mature. You've got to let things grow. And oh, when you're young, it seems like growing is so slow, and it just takes forever. Am I ever going to get taller? Am I ever going to finish high school? Am I ever going to get to a place where I'm going to have my first car? It's going to be forever, and we get antsy, and we can't wait, and instead of saving our money, we just blow our money, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's this great deal on a car, and you needed to have that money, but you don't have it because you blew it. You weren't faithful. Amen. You didn't establish some things in your life. I got a feeling I'm speaking to some things here tonight. And that's okay. Amen. Nobody's told me anything. But the Bible says that we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, I guess that's all of us, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. That's pretty positive right there. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I'm going to be faithful today. Tomorrow's another day. I'm not real sure about tomorrow. Well, I'm going to be faithful tomorrow. Today, I'm going to have a party. Amen. Give me a Krispy Kreme donut today. And then what happens is you get another one tomorrow. And then before you know it, you're talked into buying a whole dozen of them. And then you decide, oh, what's the use? And you just lose it. Amen. Well, I'm just using that as an example here tonight. Praise God. But faithfulness will produce positive things in your life. And you can't serve God and have a double mind. You can't serve God and say, well, I think God loves me today, but I'm not sure if God's going to love me tomorrow. And there are those that go through life and they don't really understand if God loves them or if he doesn't love them. But God does love us. Why? Because God is faithful. My God is a faithful God tonight. And he's looking for people that will be faithful like him. Amen. And tonight, what we don't need is an unstable mind. Amen. A double mind. What that means is it is a yea or a nay. It is, I think God will help me, but you know what? I think I need to take this into my own hands. But what we need to do in lots of cases is let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her perfect work. That means that you just are faithful. Faithful to the things that you have going on in your life. Faithful to the house of God. Well, somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. It really does make a difference. It will completely bless your life. What I pray tonight is that we can see the value of faithfulness in everything that we do, everything that we do in life, everything we do in the kingdom of God, and that we will grow in him and become more and more stable and consistent in our lives. He's not looking for people that are stirred up all the time. He is, and he wants us to leave that behind and become stable and firm. Amen. Have stability in your life so that you are stable in your finances. You're stable to the point that you can support the work of God faithfully. Well, praise God. That's the will of God tonight. Amen. Faithful on your job. Because you know what? The world doesn't. The world will not put up with unfaithfulness. Amen. How many days does it take to miss before you lose your job? In some cases, if you don't call in, it's just one day and you're out the door. And you take your tools and you go home and you don't have any way to pay the rent now. Amen. Because when you're renting or even if you're buying a home, if you're not faithful, eventually they can take your home away from you. And the world will do that. Amen. Because they understand that when you're not faithful, something is out of order here. They understand that there's got to be an order to life. And that's why people are blessed and they're not even Christians, because they have come to the understanding that faithfulness and order in life is something that is very, very important. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, praise God. I could go off onto some other things, but I'm not going to here tonight. Amen. What we need is to understand that the promises of God are true. They're going to happen. Amen. And that faithfulness is the path to stability and blessings in your life. Joseph was faithful. Abraham was faithful. Noah was faithful. Moses was faithful. You can go through the Word of God. Jesus was faithful. But none of them were faithful because everything was going right. They were faithful because it was the right thing to do. It was a quality that they loved and they got a hold of. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. If you love the Word of God, just say praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. I love the Word of God tonight. Amen. Thankful for the Word. Amen. It's better than anything else in all of this world. And if you'll learn not to depend completely, totally, 100% on the pastor to come up with understandings in the Word of God, it will enhance your life. Amen. Thank God for the ministry, but there is something about studying the Word of God at home. And looking at a particular verse and dissecting it and learning what it means and studying it out for yourself. Amen. Praise God. You have a need tonight? I'll tell you, if you have a need tonight, And we pray a lot, and we have folks come up and pray when there are needs. And somehow or another, I think we've conveyed the idea that if you have a need, all you got to do is come up and pray. And when folks pray for you, that all of a sudden, magically, your problem is going to go away. And then you leave, and your problem is still there, and it hasn't gone away. Amen. What you need to do is take your situation and find it in the Word of God somewhere. Find it in the Word of God. Find somebody else that's going through what you're going through and study it out and look at it. Look at it. Examine it and open your mind and say, God, show me some things about myself. Show me some things about my situation here. And you'll be amazed at what God will reveal to you in the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Let's pray together tonight. Can we lift our voices right now? And if there's anyone that's sick and needs healing, we want you to come right now, and we're going to pray together. Father, we thank you for the Word of God tonight. We thank you for the truth. We thank you, Lord, for a path to blessings. We ask you tonight, Jesus, lay your hand upon us. God, we ask you tonight to touch us in your faithfulness. We're leaning on your faithfulness. We're trusting in your faithfulness tonight.